My question is, where does the hairline stop? Because that could be neck hair going straight
Oh,
back, like brush. The final frontier.
I'd love to have a pork rind, but I'd like it to taste like cinnamon.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Fine.
It tastes.
Oh God!
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Exit Only Theater podcast. We're keeping that in. I'm JP Lee. With me, as always, is
Adrian, and you can never keep it in.
And this is Save Us.
This is Michael.
Oh, there you go. I was on a little bit of a hiatus, so thank you again to the boys, the gentlemen over here who were kind of keeping the show on the rails while I was taking a much needed vacation.
I'm not sure what exactly we did while on the rails, but it's on the rails.
It's usually off, so I guess it was status quo. I don't know. Someone was impersonating me for a certain amount of time, Sean.
What are you talking about?
He's just going to creepily be in the corner and never show himself again. Because he didn't see this week's movie.
Yeah, Sean, you did a really good job. I wanted to say, like,
Yeah, it was solid.
Thank you.
Yeah. Spot on.
Never seen such a feminine characterization of a man.
It was like looking in a mirror, sir.
Dude. Oh,
so good.
Yeah. Jen was so impressed with your episode.
Sure.
She went blind.
Which is why I'm now...
Take off the damn glasses.
No, keep them on.
No, they're my Alton goggles.
Okay.
So, on that segue...
We're here to talk about cinema.
Yes.
We're talking about the film Midnight Special. We actually just saw it a couple of hours ago. So we're going to give kind of our immediate reaction review.
Immediate.
What?
That was like you were clenching the whole time you were saying.
What intonation... What is wrong with you, sir?
You need a fan. You're missing a fan.
I need the fan because I need to talk about my opinions on cinema.
Oh, seriously. Well, I feel like we should get our initial reactions. I'll start with you, Mike. What did you think of the film?
I liked it a lot. I walked into this movie not really knowing a whole lot about it. Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer once and I'm like, yeah, that looks interesting. And then like I never had a strong desire to see it. Like I just kind of went in. And for me, it was a breath of fresh air. Like, it was a really nice take on, it was a take on what it would be like if you actually were, had some kind of superhero power, in the real world and what it would be like. And it was about that. It was about family. It was about growing up, like all these themes going on. The visuals of it, Jeff Nichols, I still haven't seen any of Jeff Nichols' movies. Mm-hmm. The visuals of it, and the style of it, I loved all of that. I like the setting. It all takes place in the Gulf Coast. They're kind of like hopping around the Deep South, and it's definitely something that you don't get to see a lot in movies, and it mm-hmm. was really...
Refreshing.
Yeah, it was refreshing.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty mm-hmm. spot on is what it was.
Yeah.
I loved it. Jeff Nichols, the director, is a guy that I've kind of been following over the last few years because I remember I was introduced to him by Take Shelter.
Stalking him?
I stalked him on YouTube. I watch a ton of YouTube stuff about him because I want to, you know, obviously with all of us, we're trying to get better at what we want to do. And he's one of those guys that's actually really out there and trying to show people, hey, you know, he loves film, he loves talking about directing, and you could see it in this movie. And he's someone who's super confident, and he knows the kind of story he wants to tell. Like, he could have, like you said, it was a take on if a superhero lived among us, but it wasn't a superhero movie the way we know it now, like a Marvel movie or anything like that. It was a very, I would say, it's the Man of Steel that I wish I would have gotten.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
And
it would have felt like I was just being a
yeah, because like the great thing, like just I know we're not talking about Man of Steel, but like the thing that I always wanted, it's always wanted to see
not.
With a superhero was that I want to see if you're gonna tell it from the human perspective, and mm-hmm. in this movie they tell it from the perspective of this father who has this son who has supernatural abilities. It's like what are you supposed to do as a father when everybody knows he's this great being
mm-hmm.
that could create things out of nowhere. And it's a very interesting movie that cares more about characters than necessarily plot. And I thought that was really, really refreshing.
Yeah.
And Jeff Nichols is one of those dudes where he's come out and said, he's like, I'm not really interested in plot. I'm interested in taking people and making them feel what the characters are feeling. And that should be what drives his movies. And I think this movie was exceptional at that.
And for a film that doesn't really necessarily rely on plot, it really drops you into the action right away. That's what I liked about it, is it didn't insult the audience. It was a film that was nuanced and enlightening, and you probably can't take me seriously with the glasses, but I'm going to keep going. Especially some of the themes you said about, you know, growing up, family, things like that. What I liked was that sort of that theme of perception. Like, there's there's a fear inherent with him. People think he's a weapon. People think he's a savior. People think he's their son. And it's like, there's all these things that, at the end of the day, he's not any of those things. And it's kind of this discussion of, like, inwardly, like, nowadays, you look at, like, social media, you look at politics, it's, you have to pick a category, you have to live within something. And I like that this film kind of dared to say that you don't have to, which I kind of appreciated, so. And it's, again, with the allegory of, you know, the superhero, too.
Yeah, like, it's very grounded, because you really are the whole time spending the movie just as family, trying to get across a highway to get to a certain location. Besides the scene with them, you have a couple scenes here and there with Adam Driver, who I thought was very good in this movie.
Lots of comic relief, sort of, in a way. Yeah. Awkward. In the way that you will get from a Jeff Nichols movie.
Yeah.
This is the kind of movie that I love, because it doesn't really have any stars in the movie. Adam Driver now is a bit of a star because of Star Wars, but it doesn't have any stars. It's just a bunch of really good character actors who would probably pop up in a movie, small roles here and there, but here they're the main event, and you get to see Michael Shannon and Joel Edgerton, who I really thought was like almost kind of like, he was basically like the surrogate for the audience in this whole movie. I thought he did a really good job. Kirsten Dunst pops up, like, really nice.
That was awesome.
Very well done.
Sam Shepard, the guy whose name I can't remember, who is in Boardwalk Empire and House of Cards. He plays the lead FBI guy in the movie. Really great cast.
Yeah.
Really great cast. And I loved it, kind of, like, threw me for a loop, because the first 20 minutes of this movie is you're just kind of following this religious borderline cult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like a Bible belt on steroids. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was very fascinating. Can you kind of see, like, there's this kid, and, like, can you see how they view the kid? You see how the government views the kid? Mm-hmm. But all at the same time, we really just care about his mother, his father, and everything, just trying to protect their kid, even though all this stuff is going around.
I'm glad you brought it up, because, like, in other movies, and none are coming to mind immediately, but, like, when you watch that, like, when you see, let's say, like, oh, how these crazy religious cult people view him or anything like that, they're like, oh, God, we have to, like, get him. It was very reserved. It wasn't, like, over the top, where it's, like, it's believable why you could relate to him. It's not, like, some crazy, like, hoopla kind of whatever. Or, like, the media trying to make it seem like, oh, there's a crazy being among us, we're all gonna die. Like, no. I thought it was awesome that it was very, just, everybody was at a human, normal response.
Oh, people only knew what they knew. It wasn't like there was this omniscient, like, everyone understood that this was either a terrifying person or someone that can be a savior. It was each compartmentalized group had an interpretation, which was refreshing.
Yeah, there are a series of antagonists in the movie, but there's no villain.
Yeah, sure.
And it was, and also speaking of, like, as far as, like, how the film moved, it was, even though it was a movie where there's a lot of scenes where it's characters talking with each other and also kind of just, like, really introspective stuff, it's a very quick-moving movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow, fast movie. I don't know how to describe
because
it other than that.
There's a lot of moments that require you to believe that whatever's inwardly happening is being expressed perfectly with their expression. And that's why I think Michael Shannon was a perfect casting choice.
He's awesome.
Because there's a roadmap on his face of experiences, and he could be anyone. And I liked that he would do a subtle smirk. There would just be so many emotions going on in his face.
Yeah.
That is a subtle performance as I saw from Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
He could have said 10 words in the film and it would have been just as powerful as the dialogue he had.
He's a guy that a lot of actors really go out of their way to make sure they try to work with. Mm-hmm. He's one of those dudes where, like, he's a very interesting character off camera, just because he's one of those guys that tells it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's all about the craft. Like, Jessica Chastain, when she worked with Mike Shannon on Take Shelter, She was like, the only reason I did this movie, aside from being with Jeff Nichols, was like, I wanted to experience acting across from Mike Shannon because of those subtleties, where he's an in-the-moment actor. I think he understands film acting in a certain way where he knows it's like it's supposed to be subtle, but also believable at the same time, where it feels very real life. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best at that kind of style of
and
acting.
He's willing to ham it up. I mean, he hams it up in Man of Steel. Yeah, so yeah. He can play both sides. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I saw him in Revolutionary Road, and he stole
he was awesome.
From
he was
Leonardo
awesome.
DiCaprio. Like,
from
pretty,
a relatively
pretty,
boring movie. Yeah, that he made that movie interesting.
But he was good in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the film is sort of a combination. To me, everyone makes the Close Encounter of a Third Kind analogy with a little bit of E.T.,
Yeah, there's a lot of mashed potatoes in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, but it really does, it feels a little bit like that, but I also felt a little bit like there was a bit of a No Country for Old Men vibe in that there were three distinct personalities that almost never intersected, mm-hmm. but they're all sort of going in the same direction, and you kind of just had to see all perspectives to understand what was happening in the full picture of everything. I liked that, like, they dared not to make it confrontational with, like you said, a traditional villain or a traditional, you know, third act moment like that. But
I mean, this is a fun road trip movie. Like, that's basically the
in the complexity of the narrative. Yeah, for sure.
It's I loved it. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. I definitely think I'm glad Jeff Nichols is. He writes and directs all his movies.
Yeah.
So you could tell that he's a guy that's going to really make a lot of noise eventually in award seasons. Mm-hmm. But I think right now I'm just glad that we have his movies to watch. It took forever to get it on screen. I mean, in theaters around us.
Yeah,
we live in the burbs.
Yeah, man. But I thought it was awesome. I look forward to what he does next.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's and for me, like, the some people might say that that there is a little too much work to do for an audience member. They really don't.
No.
They don't force feed you anything. No. You have to pick up everything yourself. Like, it just kind of keeps moving, and you got to go along with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people might say that it was just a little too much of that, or the ending didn't quite work for them. For me, I love the ending. I don't think we need to deep dive into the ending and stuff, but the metaphor of this movie about basically it is another metaphor for parenthood, kind of like Inside Out. This is basically Inside Out.
Pretty much.
The production designers for Tomorrowland.
It's the same movie. But the metaphor for me for this movie of, like, I thought it worked great, and it worked on both levels of, like, they're trying to say something, plus also the story itself worked for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was definitely, like I said earlier, like, it's like you'll be able to see and sense the themes that we feel like are most important. And I think the thing that I found really interesting, because a lot of these movies can kind of become preachy, a la Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think they make you care about the characters so much. And it's kind of like the old school Iñárritu movies, like Beautiful and all that stuff, mm-hmm. where, like we said before, the plot is there just for structure and whatever, but the real important thing is, what do the characters feel throughout this? And I love that. I love that because we knew exactly what everyone felt, and we actually give a damn about them.
And it's a masterclass in showing and not telling.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly effective because I feel like so many movies do kind of end up doing the lowest common denominator. Not to say that audiences are dumb, but they try to make it appealing to a worldwide audience where translations might make it difficult. And I feel like that's why Batman v Superman doesn't do well.
It's not trying to be marketable. It's just trying to be a film.
It's just, exactly. It's succeeding what it's intending to do.
This movie also is a masterclass if you want to get into the nitty gritty of screenwriting. Of just, they know when to leave a scene early and just be like, that's enough. Like, you're not going to get a whole bunch of, if you're expecting to walk into this movie and be like, oh, there's going to be a scene where everything is explained and there's a guy with glasses and a briefcase. He's like, let me tell you about what I just saw.
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't happen. It's all just, you pick it up and go. And I thought some movies, like, that can crash and burn, this worked perfectly.
Yeah. The compliment to that is the editing is very lean. So it really, it lends itself to those moments. Because I'm sure the screenwriting, there are moments where it's just reaction. So-and-so looks over, this and that. And to pace that as well as they did in post was very solid.
Also good music. I remember you pointed that out. Yeah,
solidly atmospheric. Like, I'm usually not one to like that kind of score, but I think it worked really well with this. There wasn't, like, a theme that was like, oh, this is Alton's music. Like, you don't get that, like, E.T. sequence at the end with the chase, but you do get, like, you get a sense of where that drama's coming, and it feels driving, and that's the entire point of the film, so...
And for a movie that's pretty low budget, if you have a chance to see this in a theater with really good sound, very good sound design to this movie. I loved all of that.
Yeah.
I don't have a second part to that.
No,
sentence.
No, it's
I'm sorry.
No,
like,
no, it's underappreciated.
I know that was an on-ramp and then nothing.
It was nice to get this kind of movie following, like, because I know we mentioned it before in other conversations where it's like, after seeing,
don't
like, after we saw that movie, it was like, it would be nice to see, another movie, another kind of movie, to kind of just, like, to cleanse
a palate.
Yep. Exactly. And this is exactly what we needed.
Hey, this was a nice raspberry sorbet before you have the, the main course of the dinner.
Excuse me, sir. We speak American at this table.
If there are no more closing arguments.
Yeah, it's very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the southern, just a very slight southern vibe. It's a movie that takes place in the South.
Tallahassee.
A little bit of Mobile.
Yeah.
This movie is subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the perfect kind of subtle.
Yeah.
It's hard to pull off a nuanced sci-fi film, and I'm pretty sure we can all say Jeff Nichols did.
That's pretty much all I
now,
got about
it. I will have to say, the one thing I want to close is we are now officially on iTunes. So if you, we're going to put the link there, like right there.
Yes.
Yeah. If you look right here.
Just right
so
here.
So Sean, right here. Sean did a great job putting it right there. Yeah. I don't know why, for some reason I know that it doesn't take that much work to do that, but it's cool to do it a lot.
I really hope this is where it's at.
Stop that. don't put anything over there. But no, it's a big deal, and thank you to Sean for spending the amount of time that he did to figure it out. So it's a huge deal. I think all of our episodes are slowly appearing.
Yes.
I think just about all of them are on there.
So check them out. If you missed any, now you can listen to them on your way to work.
Please subscribe. Please, now that we're on iTunes, you can give us ratings. We'd love a 5-star.
Yeah.
We'll pander a little bit. Please give us.
But we appreciate honesty.
Absolutely.
The more stars you get, the less close I
will. Email us the concerns. Okay. Give us the 5-star.
Email us the concerns. Right.
We're not doing the we're not doing the close thing. I mean, but if you got problems, do a 5-stars. Then just kind of talk about how, like, we're all horrible human beings. And
yes.
We're good looking as shit. But if you guys want to go work out and all that stuff, subscribe, download it. Listen to us wherever you are. We are now made available.
Or else you can watch us the good old-fashioned way on the YouTube channel.
Light a few candles.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and
pop
do
us
both.
Up on the good.
What I like to do, I like to go home, throw the YouTube on, and then go and listen to the iTunes podcast later. I mean, that's what all the cool people do, and that's what we would love.
World.
So go look at the podcast.
For sure.
Go on the YouTube channel. Subscribe, rate, give us your comments. We can also, you want to put something here again, right here, like right here.
Stroke that shit.
Hopefully right here. And I have no idea this is true, but I think we have an email. We have an email address. If you have any questions or things that you want us to answer on the show, or just some comments that you want to say,
yes,
we, of course, will read everything.
ExitOnlyTheater@gmail.com.
Yes. There. Password.
Nope.
No.
They don't need that. This one. It's just a comedy
bit. But yes, let us know what you think. Ask us questions, whatever. We will respond if you guys ask. And if you don't...
And if we don't like what you... And if we don't like what you said, I assure you, we won't take it personal.
We'll remind you what role you have in society.
We are mentally stable human beings who just... I don't need constant gratification of my own existence. I'm fine. Everything's okay.
I do.
You look wonderful. Too.
Thank you. You know, that's so nice.
You teed it up. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
Wait, can you look like this way?
Oh my God. We're okay, good. I'm glad I served that purpose.
Okay, so.
For Michael Kingery and Adrian Alderette, I'm JP Lee, and we'll see you in the credits roll.
Woo!
Bye.